Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Monday the 9th of March. Coming up, the latest advice from health bosses about the coronavirus outbreak.
The more we can slow this down, the more we'll protect the more vulnerable people in our communities who we know are going to get this a bit more seriously.
Hear from the drag queens who are inspiring people in the LGBT community.
For us, especially as queens, to stand tall, stand proud with big hair, big makeup and say, look, this is okay.
And why the Gillingham manager's angry about the weekend's result.
We've got real question marks about the two goals. One's a clear throw into us, goes the other way. And just looking back at the second goal, he's a yard offside.
Kent News.
As you might expect, our top story today is about the coronavirus and how it's continuing to affect the county. There are now 6 confirmed cases, 4 in Kent and 2 in Medway. One of the patients is linked to the Maidstone man who was the first in the county to catch it. Another is a Year 8 pupil at St John Fisher School in Chatham, which is closed today and tomorrow for a deep clean. Kent's Director of Public Health, Andrew Scott Clark, has been telling us about precautions we can take to stay safe.
The risk continues to be low for the general public, but what I would ask is people to be very aware of now what's going on. This is a virus that people generally have low immunity, and what we want to do is to make sure that we stop its spread. And the best thing people can do to stop that spreading is good hand hygiene and the catch it, bin it, kill it message. And that's really important, because the more we can slow this down, the more we'll protect the more vulnerable people in our communities who we know are going to get this a bit more seriously. We do expect more cases, but as I say, the most important thing that people can do to stop those cases spreading is the hand hygiene message, the catch it, bin it, kill it. And the third thing that's really important is if you think you have symptoms of any illness, however mild, make sure you self-isolate, and then ring or take the online NHS 111 questionnaire and then act appropriately. But the most important thing is that self-isolation message.
Across the UK, the number of cases of COVID-19 is close to 300, and 3 people have died after being diagnosed with it. The Prime Minister has been chairing an emergency COBRA meeting to look at the ways the UK can tackle the illness. You can follow any updates at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, a court heard how a wheelchair-bound man was brutally murdered by his neighbour at his home in Gillingham on Valentine's Day. Ish has the details.
Well, prosecutors say 68-year-old Alan Wyatt was bludgeoned to death at his flat on Firethorn Close in the Vineries last February, and then his body was burned. The alarm was raised when people saw smoke coming from the property. A post-mortem revealed he died as a result of head injuries. 35-year-old Michael Bryant, who's also from Firethorn Close, denies murder and arson. The trial is expected to last a month.
In other news, a teenage girl's died on a railway line near Canterbury. Emergency crews were called to Sturry Station on Friday night. British Transport Police say they're not treating the death as suspicious. A man's appeared in court charged with attempted murder after an elderly man suffered life-threatening injuries in a collision near Cranbrook. The victim, who's in his 70s, was flown to a London hospital after being hit by a van in Rye Road in Sandhurst last Monday. He remains in a critical condition. 58-year-old Charles Wood, who lives on the same road, has been bailed to appear at Crown Court next month.
Kent Online News.
Next today, a robber who threatened 4 teenage boys with a kitchen knife in Ramsgate has been jailed for 5.5 years. Jake Milner Homewood asked a 14-year-old for drugs in the High Street last February and then pulled the blade from his pocket. When the victim ran off, the 25-year-old from Ramsgate Hill went up to another 3 boys and demanded their wallets, cash and bicycles at knife point. They also managed to get away. A man who performed lewd acts on a train in Kent has been jailed for 10 months. Dean Benjamin was caught when a passenger secretly took a photo and challenged him before he was thrown off the service in Ashford. The 38-year-old from Bedford had attacked 2 other women travelling alone. Bike owners in Thanet say they're having to resort to new ways of protecting themselves after a spate of thefts. Figures show 178 mopeds, motorcycles and scooters have been stolen in the area over the past 12 months. Police say they've made a number of arrests in recent weeks and patrols are continuing to look for suspects.
Kent News.
Now, Kent Online's been told how drag queens are tackling prejudice against the LGBT community and inspiring people in the county. The final of Miss Drag UK is being held in Folkestone this summer. A Victoria Carriage from Margate and Sir Vix from Herne Bay will be in the running. They've been on the campaign trail trying to empower others.
Part of our finalist duties is to raise money for charities, which this year is Abigail's Footsteps and Mind LGBT. So what we're doing here today is a makeup workshop, like a paint along, watch us put our makeup on thing, to raise money for our charities, our finalist duties.
So I do kind of bearded drag, throw makeup on my face and hope for the best. I think Vicky's a bit more organised with her makeup.
I don't, what is my style? What is my style of drag?
Very neat.
Yeah, it's neat. I think it's very much, I think, almost like a Drag Race style makeup. Like I do very much old school British comedy, don't I? But yeah. Look very new school, kind of Drag Race inspired makeup.
There's such a lack of representation, LGBT representation in the community, and you've got to be living proof that, you know, it gets better. As much as that's quite a cliche thing to say, you've got to be leading that footstep and kind of showing people that that is what happens, and actually just by figureheading and kind of being able to role model is just such an empowering thing for us to do for other people, but also for ourselves.
And that's exactly the word, role modelling. LGBT issues are still present massively, right? They're not eradicated. We've moved forward massively, but they're still there. The bullying's still happening. So for us, especially as queens, to stand tall, stand proud with big hair, big makeup and say, look, this is okay, it's fine. Doesn't have to be, they don't want to have to be drag queens, but we are living proof of the LGBT community that stand tall and say, I am what I am, and it's okay.
The competition was due to take place later this month, but it's been postponed until June because of the coronavirus.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham managed to come away from Sunderland with 1 point at the weekend thanks to a late goal from Mikhail Mandron. He scored in the 96th minute at the Stadium of Light to secure a 2-2 draw. Gill's boss Steve Evans isn't happy with the result.
I think I'm disappointed we've drawn today. I think probably if you sit here as a neutral, you may consider that they had dominant spells. Her dominant spell came when we equalised. We're disappointed we'd go 2-1 in front. We've got real question marks about the two goals. One's a clear throw into us, goes the other way, which is real disappointing. And just looking back at the second goal, I love Big Laugh to bits. Tried to take him to Leeds. He's a yard offside. Simple as that, he's a yard offside. But we showed good character. This is a fantastic place to come. But the atmosphere was terrific, and we have to put it in a compartment to say we've drawn with Sunderland. We've beaten them twice, drawn with them twice here. For what we're about, that's commendable, but we still got away with a little tinge of disappointment. The first one is just a long throw into the box, and people have a little bit of stramash and it falls clear, and they make it passes it in, to be fair. It's a good finish. His second goal was a great finish. Credit to Ollie Lee. He's the only player probably in our team, certainly in ours, that can pull it in, have that composure, jockey two players and say step it into making it's a fantastic finish. And I just said to him, I'm really, really pleased for him. He was broken hearted when he left the Super Club. We drew them in the cup and he thought he'd win the lottery. And so it was an easy decision to start him. The only chance I remember them missing in the whole game, two little chances, is Chris McGuire first half when he has a shot and he gets a block. And second one would be Carr left footed second half when he gets cut back, he should score and he'll be disappointed. But you're going to have to defend. You come to the Stadium of Light and you're in League One, and you're going to have to defend properly at times. But I don't remember my goalkeeper having to make too many good saves today. I remember John McLaughlin making two outstanding stops at 1-1. And I think then if we go in front, I think we win the game.
Gillingham are now 11th in the League One table, 8 points off the playoff places with 9 games left in the season. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.